Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast, proudly brought to you by the great folks over at touringplans.com. When you're planning your next Disney adventure, you need to know that the information you're working with while planning is 100% accurate and reliable. The folks over at touringplans.com have full-time statisticians checking their information all the time to make sure that their models are changing with the changing crowds and schedules. That's right, you can 100% count on the information that you get from touringplans.com. Support the folks who support us. Check them out over at www.touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 354 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. And happy Friday to you. Hopefully you're staying cool wherever you are with this heat wave that just drags on and on and on. But you're hanging out with the cool kids right now here on the Be Our Guest Podcast. Joining me today here in the studio once again from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com and magically speaking, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
I don't know. I was going to say sweet action just to make Pam laugh.
So how's your week been going? And let's get into some Disney talk here. So
it's been going fine. I don't know. It's I've been so busy, I don't even have time to think, basically. It's been kind of crazy, so.
I know, man. It's this time of year. And I go back to school next week.
Ugh. Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
Mm. I know. This time next week, I will have been back in school 2 days.
Insane.
Not the kids, just teachers, but.
Insane.
I'm saying.
I know.
It's way too hot to be going back to school.
It certainly is. Yeah, when it's 100 degrees outside, it is too hot to be thinking about going back to school.
You know, and I'm just hitting my stride for chilling.
I know.
Like I'm because we're back from vacation. Like, I'm just finding out what summer's all about, and now they're going to yank the rug out.
And now it's right back to the beginning. Yep. Sorry, Mike.
Got to work for a living like everybody else.
That's right. You got to slug it out like the rest of us.
That's right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam?
I am involved, enmeshed, I will call it, in another project and is not remodeling.
Oh, good.
I am now looking for a new car, and I thought I would share this because I know people out there will appreciate this. One of the cars I liked, because when I got in the car, it like synced immediately with my iPhone. Like, it knew I had an iPhone.
Oh,
it was like syncing.
Nice.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? Is that really a reason to buy a car?
I mean,
like, it's not like it's a car for me. It's like it's a car for my phone. Yeah. And I mean, I like my iPhone, but I don't think I'm going to buy it a car.
It's like a big dock with wheels.
I know, right? I know. So it's like an iCar.
It is like an iCar.
It's called the Ford Betamouse. That would be a cool car, though, right?
That would be awesome.
Fans. And I hate looking for a car. I'm just going to say this.
Yes.
At the end of it, you spend a ton of money, and the only thing you walk away with is a car. Hello.
And it depreciates as soon as you get it off.
Yes. I know.
It's ridiculous.
So anyways, it's one of my least favorite things to do, but, you know, I have to do it. I mean, because I have to drive. So.
True. Or else this Hannah won't drive.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's right, because we gave her my car for her birthday. So.
Nice. I wish my parents would have done that
I
for
know.
Me. Well, I got a
Mustang.
I know.
But, you know, it wasn't necessarily mine. I didn't get any money for it when they sold it, so.
Whatever. Boo-hoo. Well, let's talk some Disney here, and today we're going to take our show topic from Russell H. on the Be Our Guest podcast message forums. And we spend a lot of time looking back, you know, on things that happened at Walt Disney World in the past. And we're actually going to go back in time next Friday. But for this Friday, we're going to move forward in time and talk about attractions that we think might still be here 25 years from now. And then talk about attractions that unfortunately we think may go by the time that you're at Walt Disney World 25 years from now. So we're going to go park by park and, you know, pick one attraction that's going to stay and one that's going to go and kind of give our reasons for it. So let's start off with the newest park and let's go to Animal Kingdom, because I think this one might be the toughest because it is new, but there's things that may go and may still be there. I don't necessarily. I think it's just a theme park that's it's misunderstood. I mean,
I
the more I go there, the more I like it. It's just getting over there. But okay, Ricky, we'll start with you. So 25 years from now, you're visiting Walt Disney World at Animal Kingdom. Mm-hmm. What is still going to be there for sure?
I think, well, this one is hard because, you know, there is not a lot that's really stand out there. I mean, you know, there's a few quality attractions, but there's not as much to choose from, I don't think. So I'm probably going to choose something that's pretty obvious here, and I hate to do that because I really don't want to try and choose obvious stuff, but I really think that Kilimanjaro Safaris is going to be there no matter what. That's kind of a staple of the park. You know, it's got the animals. You can kind of tweak the story because obviously they've tweaked it before, and I'm sure they're going to tweak it again if they ever need to. And so it's an easily fixable attraction should they ever need to fix it. And so I really think that that one is just going to stand the test of time.
All right, good call. You know, I definitely agree with you there because just so much of the footprint of the park, you know, is dedicated to the safari, and that's exactly what the park's all about.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if that goes away, the park has totally lost its identity.
Well,
so,
pretty much, yeah. There's no animals to see.
I mean, I know, and it's Animal
Kingdom. And it's Animal Kingdom, yeah.
It'd just be Kingdom.
Yeah, I mean, and then it loses its luster a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. All right, Pam, so which one are you going to take?
I think that Everest is going to still be there. I mean, it's
in
such...
In B-mode?
It's such a, you know, you can see the mountains from so far away. It's really a landmark of the park, you know, almost as much as the Tree of Life. You can see those mountains from Everest, you know, in so many locations in the park. And I think it's just very rare that Disney takes down, you know, one of the e-ticket attractions. Like, think about Space Mountain. It's been there for so long. So I really see that one staying.
Totally agree. I mean, that's one that, again, you don't see the safari anymore on the literature for Animal Kingdom. It's always Everest. And, you know, whenever it's brought up, you always see Everest in the background. So that's obviously one that I'm sure Disney's going to fight to keep. You guys have taken two of the big ones here, but I guess I'll go with Cali River Rapids just because I feel that every theme park needs some kind of a water-based attraction, and this is probably Animal Kingdom's answer. Plus, it seems in the summertime and the warm months, it is so hot at Animal Kingdom, and this is a way to cool down quickly, you know, other than going to a show that's in the air conditioning. And it's a very small footprint, I think. I mean, it's a very quick ride. I don't think it has a lot of maintenance other than the fact that it's a water ride, and that does lend itself to having higher maintenance issues, but I would say that one will still be there in 25 years. I could be wrong, but I know that most theme parks that have similar type attractions, those things have all, you know, pretty much hung on for the years. So it's pretty popular. I mean, even when you go in the cooler times of the year, there's still people that get on that thing.
I
mean,
not me. That was strange.
Yeah, not me.
I worked at Six Flags, and I worked at, you know, Thunder River. Their attraction is similar to that. And it would be, like, freezing, and people would be getting on that. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? It's so cold.
And people say, you know, like at a Six Flags, like, oh, I'm just going to wait till the end of the day and get, you know, you got to drive home now. So
right, wet.
That's
you're
ridiculous
wet.
Too. So, you know, or ride a bus back, you know, if you're at Disney. So, but I think it'll hang on. So mm-hmm. What's going to be missing? We'll start with Pam. What is going to be gone in 25 years for sure?
So I think that, at least the way it exists right now, It's Tough to Be a Bug mm-hmm. will not be there. I think that there may be another 3D attraction in that spot. But I think even now, even when the park is really busy, most of the time It's Tough to Be a Bug is kind of a walk-on. At least you walk in and get to that queuing area inside, you know, and just have to wait for the next show. And I think that Disney really does look at the popularity of certain attractions. I don't know if, you know, so many people avoid this attraction just because they have, like, bug issues and are not that interested in seeing it, or little kids seem afraid of it, or if it just, after you see it once or twice, you just don't want to go again and again. But I think that this one will not be there the way it is right now.
Yeah, I agree with that because, I mean, I've seen myself, and this is one that you do tend to walk past many times when you're at Animal Kingdom, and you can't say that about most of the attractions because you gotta, the way it's laid out, you gotta like walk, you know, back to the safari, and there's no other reason to be back there other than to ride the safari, or, you know, with Everest, same way. But mm-hmm. you go past, It's Tough to Be a Bug, and you'll see a 5-minute wait, and I'll tell you, for the last 2 years, I've skipped it. You know, even
yeah,
the 5-minute
wait.
Yeah, me
too. I've skipped it most of the times, too, and especially in the past few years. I haven't gone on it, but I wonder if a lot of people skip it because they just don't know it's there, too. You know, I mean, yeah, it's on the park maps and everything, but, you know, it's the Tree of Life. Spaceship Earth is just so grand that, you know there's an attraction there. It's right in the front, but with that, you know, like you said, it's kind of on the side there. I wonder if a lot of people skip it just because they don't know it's there.
Well, that movie's old, and for one thing, that movie wasn't even really popular. I mean, it wasn't like a Toy Story or something. You
know? Anyway, so, it wasn't. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. And I've seen cast members actually trying to wrangle people in. Yeah, me you know too. What I mean? Yeah. Like in the trying to entice people to come on in, and you know, it's. I don't think it's a bad attraction, and I think the audio animatronic of Hopper is fantastic, but I don't know. It just never, I don't think it ever really caught on, even in the very beginning. Do you guys?
No, I mean,
I don't think so.
The reason it was popular, if it was ever really popular, was because of lack of other things to do in the park.
True.
You know, so it, you know, you fall back on what is the best available attractions, and it ranked pretty good, you know, at one point. But now it's like the park is developing, it's maturing, and it's kind of falling down the list there. So I agree with that. I mean, you know, in 3D movies, you know, 3D's coming to cell phones now, and, you know, it's in the home, and it's not such a, you know, like, it's not such a very unique experience anymore either. So I don't know how much that's going to bring them in. So let me go to mine real quick, and mine would be Primeval World. And I know this one, you know, has had its issues, you know, with the tragic accident that happened a few months back that's caused it to be closed. But, you know, I just think this one was on its way out before the accident happened. And I just, you know, it's off the shelf. It's not, to me, Disney. I know the theme they were going for, and they did a good job if they were going for that roadside theme. But it's just, it's not Disney. And I think that, I don't know, I don't think it's going to be there. I hope not. Maybe it's me hoping.
I'm surprised it's still going to be there. You know, now the way it is, you know, I mean, you know, with them working on it, I'm surprised they're still.
And so many people have like motion sickness issues with this one. So,
yeah, so that's one I think will be gone. So, Ricky, what do you think will be gone?
Honestly, I think, and it's not because of the quality of the attraction, because the attraction is very good. But I just think because of its location, Festival of the Lion King. You know, while it's a really great attraction, although albeit an attraction once again that I haven't seen in a few years because of various different things, but you know, with it being in such a prime location of Camp Minnie Mickey for a place for a large expansion at Animal Kingdom, I think that this one may see itself out in about 25 years. I'm hoping that they expand there within 25 years. I really hope that they build something else there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's a great place to expand, is in that part of the park. And, you know, to me, Lion King is a classic. I mean, that is one
right.
that the message 25 years from now will just be as strong as it was, you know, 15 years or however long the movie, you know, ago was. But, yeah, I could see that. I mean, it is in a spot where I could see them saying, we have these great plans, but unfortunately, this building's in the way. We're going to have to get rid of it.
And maybe they'll move it to another part of Animal Kingdom, you know, but in its current location, I definitely don't see it there anymore.
No, I agree. 25 years. I agree. And I mean, again, I think it gets back to those shows that you see that are the same, kind of like Pam said with, you know, It's Tough to Be a Bug, where how many times do you need to see it?
Right.
You know, before you need something else. I mean, other than Captain EO.
Okay,
I'm going to hold that one, okay? Because Captain EO, you know, well, we're not to Epcot yet, so let's move on. So let's go to the studios, okay? So let's head to the studios and talk about, okay, 25 years from now, what is, and I think this one has a lot of options for attractions that will still be going strong 25 years from now. And I'll start off with the total obvious, and I'll say Tower of Terror, because it's the building. It's basically, if it's not the official park icon, which it's not, I can't picture the you know, the theme park without the Tower of Terror. It's it's a focal point. It's a e-ticket ride. It's you know, even the sounds of the guests screaming has become part of the park. And I just don't think that'll be gone in 25 years. That's a definite keeper. So Pam, what do you think, a keeper for the studios?
So this is a little wishful thinking on my part, but
if you take
you know what? I'm putting my request in there. And, you know, since Disney listens to this podcast, the second it comes out, I'm sure that they'll be taking our wishes into consideration. So I'm going to hope that One Man's Dream is still there. And I'll tell you why I think it has a shot. First of all, you know, it is a great tribute to Walt. And sometimes they are a little nostalgic too, I think, the Disney company as a whole, and will kind of hold on to things. You know, Carousel Progress has been around for a long time, and it's still kind of there. So, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, 20 years from now it'll be there. Are we saying 20 or 25?
25. Well, were you saying it'll only make 20 and it won't make 25?
It won't make 25.
Does that really matter?
No, I'll still be there. But I also think it has, you know, it, the design of this attraction itself is one that can be fairly easily updated and without that much of an expense. So it's easy to kind of throw in, you know, oh, look, here's some stuff from our newest parks or our newest attractions, mm-hmm. and still keep some of the stuff that's still pertinent now. Like, this is, you know, Walt's early days, you know, these things are still interesting, and we've added some new stuff too. And they can always update the movie at the end if they have to. So I'm really going to cross my fingers on this one and hope it's still there.
No, I agree. And you know, too, this one has basically like zero liability, where a lot of the attractions, I mean, I'm sure that, you know, Rock and Roller Coaster, Tower of Terror, Toy Story, you know, all these thrill attractions, even some of the shows like Indiana Jones, there's a liability level that you have to incur if you're Disney to have these things running all the time, where walking through basically a museum, you know, right. what's the liability with that, too? I would think that's safe, but you never know. I mean, the thing is, it just takes somebody to get a hair up there. You know, rear end to put some, that's a great spot, you know, and I mean, that's happened, you know, it's like, you know what, this is just in a great spot and I'm going to put something there and that happened. So I'm with you though. I mean, I think it needs to be there, but you know, time will tell. I guess we'll have to keep podcasting for 25 that's years right. and, you know, come back and revisit this when we're,
there you go.
When we're out like, hey, what are you doing?
Damn it. Where's Devin?
Where's Devin?
Devin.
All right. So before we get off track here, go ahead. Ricky, what's your keeper?
We
for
never
the
get off track here. I know, that's right. Okay. So my keeper at the studios is going to be Great Movie Ride. I think that this attraction, well, of course, it can be, even now, is sometimes considered a little dated. You know, I think with the a good refurb and you know, maybe an addition of a new movie here or there, I really think that this one will stand the test of time. It's one of the original attractions from Hollywood Studios, back when it was Disney's MGM Studios, and when it opened in 1989, you know, it was an opening day attraction. So, obviously, it's made it this long, and I think that it will continue on because it is what the studios is about. I mean, it is movies. It showcases some of those classic movies that everyone should see at least once in their lives. So, I really think that the Great Movie Ride will continue to be there in some form or fashion, and hopefully in an updated version. Just please don't put in something like, I don't want to say it, but please don't put in something like Pirates or something in there. We already have Pirates of the Caribbean. We don't need it in another attraction, too, or, you know.
Yeah, it's
like
it's
that.
The Great Movie Ride. It's not the Great Disney Movie Ride.
Right,
so,
exactly.
You know,
that's what I want
to
see. I want to see it continue as the Great Movie Ride, not the Great Disney Movie Ride.
I mean, not that you know, Disney movies can't make their appearance in there, because they do have great movies, but it doesn't have to just be like a, you know, a shell for the company. Like, hey, you know, hey, this is going to be, you know, the great Pixar movie, right?
Right.
Or whatever it is in 12. I agree.
Exactly.
It needs to stay there because, again, it's the essence of the park.
It
so,
is.
Let's get into what we think will be gone in 25 years. And I've been just tossing this one around in my head for a little while now. And, man, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's some obvious ones, and I don't want to go for the obvious. But I want to take this poll real quick before I go to mine. just a yes or no. Do you think Toy Story Mania will be there in 25 years? What do you think, Ricky?
Oh,
yes,
man.
Or no?
I hope so.
Okay, so we'll go yes on that. So what do you think, Pam?
Yes.
Here's why I say possibly not. And I mean, it is the headliner attraction. How long ago did Buzz Lightyear come out? Was that like...
It was 1995.
95?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess you said it with confidence. So that was... that was, you know, that was... Was that... 15 years ago,
yeah.
16 years ago.
16
so now,
years.
So
no,
I mean,
math.
You know,
right? Wait,
seriously,
math.
Right on the air too. That's crazy. But okay, so think about this. I mean, think about how bad that technology looks in Buzz Lightyear 16 years
later.
That's
true.
Where technology could be so far past what we have now in 25 years, I would say maybe not still being there, or at least not in its current version. It could be totally something different, you know? Because I guess you could say like Buzz Lightyear and Toy Story are kind of the same attraction, but not really. They're so different because of the technology. But I was just curious about that. So kind of on a side note. So I don't know. So what I think will be gone is for sure Voyage of the Little Mermaid. I mean, that thing is awesome. I like the show every time I go, but it's already using like 1980s technology.
Did you read my blog post?
I saw something. Yes, I did see that. But you know, it's just like, you know, and I love like the laser writing and all
that
stuff.
No, that needs to go.
I like it though. You know, I think it's cool, but I just think, I mean, it's way past its prime. I mean, it's already, I think that thing's like on life support.
That thing was past the lasers from like past its prime.
I know.
Like
I'm not
when
saying.
It started. What do you get?
But I still like it. I still like the attraction, but I just think it's way on life support right now.
Well, especially like, okay.
They've
so
taken stuff
plug,
out of the pre-show.
Plug, go read my blog.
Yes.
But DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. Especially after, you know, just seeing the Broadway show. You know, there's so much that they could incorporate from the Broadway show into that. It's ridiculous.
They don't need to, though, because it's full a lot of the time in the summer.
I don't get it.
I just think, though, it's, you know, if something's going to be gone, that's a sure bet. I don't think it'll be around in 25 years. So, Ricky, what's yours? What are you going to keep?
Okay.
Or what's going to go?
What's going to go? Yes. This is going to be controversial.
That's okay.
I know.
That's why we have message forums, Twitter, and Facebook.
I know. This is going to be controversial. Honestly, I think Fantasmic might be gone.
No, I agree in 25 years.
I think that it's going to go. You know, there's so much they can do. I really think that area is just prime real estate, and they could do something so great there. So I can definitely see that being gone. And, you know, I didn't want to go for the obvious, so I'm going for the less than obvious.
We just got it back every night.
And I know. Now you're taking it out. I'm sorry, Matt Hochberg. I'm very sorry.
And you're confusing all the Disney executives listening right now. They're like, we just gave it back,
just gave
and
it back
now you're saying
you,
it's going to be
gone.
Get
it out. Yeah.
Figure it out, people. Anyway, yeah, no, I kind of agree. I mean, I just think that shows change. I mean, every time you see a nighttime spectacular, and we're not to Epcot yet, but... You know, like Wishes, when that came around, you know, like before Wishes, I was like, oh, and I can't, what was it called? The show before
Fantasy
Wishes?
Fantasy in the Sky?
Was it Fantasy in the Sky?
I think so.
Whatever it was.
Pam,
like,
what
oh,
was
you,
it?
You know, I can't even remember. But like, you know, it was you can't beat this. Don't take it out for something called Wishes. Now I love Wishes. So, you know, as much as I like Fantasmic, I think it's a great show, but I just think those kind of things run their course.
I think you're right.
Nothing like that should last 25 years.
No, I don't think it should.
All right, Spam, what do you think? What's going?
I think that American Idol will be gone.
Oh, yes. I think if that's
honestly,
still there in
15
years,
I was
that's...
like, I'm done. I don't need to see it again. I mean, I do think that it's interesting, especially if you know someone there. But I just, you know, I don't think that other than knowing someone there, there's a lot of, I'm not that interested. And I think that there are other people who are not that interested in it just because it is American Idol.
You know, what's funny is that, and I wouldn't expect this from him, but Brian actually really likes that show. And he wants to go see it every time we're
there. I love it too. And I mean, I do not watch the TV show.
We were there in June and he's like, I really want to go see American Idol. And I'm like, really? That we're here at the studios and we haven't done, you know, this, and this. And you want to see American Idol? And he's like, yeah. So we headed over there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see it in 25 years, but I think it has its place in the studios for sure. And I think that it's a lot more popular than, you know, I mean, it might not be so popular for people to audition because that's a scary thing. But the actual show in itself, I think a lot of people like to go see it.
Well, I think if you tie your attraction to a TV show, I mean, that's right there. Your shelf life's limited because as soon as that TV show is no longer relevant, either is your attraction. I mean, it might hold on for nostalgia for a little while, but no way for 25 years. So I agree, that'll be something else. So good call so far. So now let's move to...
You know, we didn't ever say the obvious stuff.
I didn't
say, you know, Backlot Tour. We didn't say,
well,
you
we're
know,
trying to stick away from
sounds
the you
dangerous.
Know, obvious people. You know, seriously, people will be like, come on, man, give us something.
We didn't say the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground.
Yeah, seriously, come on.
No.
We're trying to make it fun for people.
We are.
Mean, that's our job.
Like,
you know,
I said.
Entertainment here.
Exactly.
All right. So, entertainment at its finest. Exactly. So anyway,
we are entertainment at its finest.
We try. We don't do well, but we try. Let me promise you. Anyway, let's go over to Epcot and talk about what will still be there 25 years from today. So, Ricky, what is for sure absolutely going to be at Epcot in 25 years?
This is one that I don't think people would think I would say, but once again, American Adventure, that better be there in 25 years, or there's going to be heck to pay, because that attraction is so fabulous. You know, once again, it could maybe use a refurb, you know, get it up to date, you know, a little bit more, especially in 25 years. I'm sure that a lot will have happened in this country that we need to include in that, but it's such a staple attraction. You know, it's the American Adventure Pavilion is the keynote pavilion in
the host.
Yes, it's the host pavilion in World Showcase. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. And you know, so to see this go would be a terrible thing. And I don't think they would do that. You know, update it, yes, but I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
No, I agree. I think the show has to stay in the pavilion. Mm-hmm. Pretty much will be intact the way, you know, maybe updated, but I would say it's going to look very similar 25 years from what it does right now. So good call there. All right, Pam, what else is going to stay?
I think that Soarin' is going to stay because, again, like some of these other attractions we've been talking about, this one has the ability to be updated. And I think that the technology, you know, the moving of the seats back and forth and up and down and things like that is something that could be done. And with a new movie, it would be a completely new experience. And I think that they have the ability to add more smells and maybe even possibly make it 3D in the future. I know smells, yeah. Right?
Ooh, what are we smelling today? If it would be random but smells,
you know,
oh
what
gosh.
I mean. So I think that there is, you know, I think that there's some possibility there. And I really hope to see it because it's an attraction that I think just about everyone can experience. So.
Man, you guys leave me with you know, a tough call here because you took the two that I thought for sure absolutely will be there because, like, I was thinking Spaceship Earth, but I've heard, you know, there were so many rumors even 3-4 years ago that they're going to put a roller coaster in there, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. So, you know, I'm going to go with Off Kilter. No, just kidding. You imagine, Off Kilter in 25 years. They'll be like 80. No, just kidding. Oh, man, what do I go with? I guess, wow, this is tough. There's not a lot that I could say would absolutely be. I'm going to say, here we go. Maelstrom, because I mean that's a classic. I mean it is, again, that's like a time machine. Something about that ride, I think it will still be there in 25 years. Not, it might be like Scandinavia or something, but it might not necessarily be Norway anymore. But I would say the Maelstrom will probably be there. I mean, even over Spaceship Earth, as much as I think Spaceship Earth needs to remain what it is, I can't 100% say that in 25 years it's going to be the same ride.
I don't know if they'll do that now. I think that I know for sure that that roller coaster idea is dead. But you know, I think at this point they're going to stick with it. So hopefully they stick with it for 25
I hope they
more
do.
Years.
I like Spaceship Earth.
I do too. It's one of my favorites.
I would have said they would never mess with it, but then you had all those rumors. So
right, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. All right, so now I think it's a little bit easier to go this way and say what we think is going to disappear.
Yes,
it will not be there in 25 years. So. Pam, take it away. What's going to be gone in 25 years?
I think that Ellen will no longer be there.
Dang it, you took mine.
Sorry, but
talk about life support.
I can't see it. First of all, that animatronic of poor Ellen, I mean, could she look much worse? That is not a good depiction of her. But secondly, it's just, you know, the... Even the science behind some of the stuff they're telling you is changing daily, and it's, you know, I just can't see that.
Let's
that
put it
attractive.
This way. If it's still there in 25 years, we have big problems at
Epcot. Exactly. We need to mount a protest. I'm going to have to get another website.
Yeah, you squatter. So what is the power that will never, ever run out?
Brain power.
That's right, brain power. I was making sure you paid attention. Okay.
I'm mostly asleep, but I think I wake up at that part, yeah.
Build
Plus
I, the
Jeopardy.
Guy.
Remember, Jeopardy's in there. Like,
well,
at some point,
for gosh
people aren't going to know what Jeopardy
Alex
is.
Alex Trebek still has the mustache. He doesn't even have it anymore.
That guy may live forever. I'm just saying. He just goes and goes. Anyway, we're getting way off track. So Ellen is gone, and I mean... Literally, Pam, that was kind of a softball because it is it's a half breath from Diana. You took the easy, I mean, like Wonders of Life. I mean, come on, is that's the only other thing you could have said easier than that.
Mike's going to steal that from me, Wonders of Life.
Right. All right, so go ahead, Ricky, what's going on?
All right, well, since Pam totally stole mine, I'm going to go with another one. Yeah, you're not sorry. But anyway, I am going to go with... Imagination. I just think that the way this attraction is now... It's already, I mean, nobody really rides it the way it is, so I really think that this one will see a major refurb, and I'm hoping it happens sooner rather than later, because it's just a shell of its former self, you know? I mean, they tried so hard to put Figment back and do it the way, but it didn't take hold, and so I really think that this one... It's probably not going to be there. And
are you talking the whole pavilion or just Journey into Your Imagination?
Well,
watch it. EO's in that pavilion.
I know EO's in that pavilion. But Mike, I hate to say it, but Mike, if Michael Jackson is still in that theater 25 years later, although, I mean, I know that they had Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, you know, of what, 25, feels like 25 years later. So, you know, I mean, you never know, but...
It still draws the crowds of tens.
Yes, it does.
I mean, come on.
But, you know, I don't know. It's prime real estate there. So, you know, I don't know whether or not the whole pavilion will go. You know, I think that it would be really nice to see a attraction with Figment.
Worthy of your imagination.
Right. With Figment, worthy of your imagination, take over that whole pavilion. I mean, there's space there. There's no reason why it shouldn't. So I really think that that it should all turn into a ride, and a quality ride, not the stuff they have there now.
Well, I mean, if you think about all the rides in the pavilions other than, like, space, you have... The ride doesn't take up very much of the pavilion. I mean, like, Soarin' takes up a little part of
right. The
land. I mean, you have Living with the Land. You know, Nemo doesn't take very much of that pavilion. Test Track, that's basically the whole pavilion, so right. Mission Space. But, yeah, I would say one great ride. I mean, as much as I like EO, I mean, I joke. I know in 25 years it won't be there. I mean, get serious. But, you know, as much as it's tearing my heart up right
now. You know,
now,
like
so.
I said, Honey, I Shrunk the Audience. Yeah, they still say it's coming back.
I know.
So,
that's true.
You know, I mean.
But, you know.
Which would be terrible, by the way. If that comes back.
Yeah, that's sick.
And, yeah, that's sick.
I'm just saying, that's sick. But, yeah, I mean, one great attraction in there. Because already when you leave Journey into Your Imagination, you walk out and it seems like. Like, it's been moving day in that pavilion for years. Like,
yeah. There's
so much open space. Like, you know, maybe there was something there once. I can't remember. Yeah. It's so sad looking. So, yeah, that one I think is almost as obvious as Ellen. Just because I think it's so needing it. So, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with my...
Upstairs.
Go ahead. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. The whole upstairs is just a joke.
Oh,
it really
yeah.
it is.
It's crazy.
It's not worthy of a Disney park. I mean,
no.
It's so sad. I mean, because you know... Things used to be there, and there's imagination is what Disney does. You know, it's like
yeah. It's
like taking one of their best things. They help you to suspend reality and believe things. Mm-hmm. That's what the pavilion's about, man. This is what you're all about, Disney.
Right.
Blow us away, and you're just letting that opportunity slip. I don't know why.
Be
I mean,
embarrassed.
They should be
a little
embarrassed.
Bit. I mean, that could be their showcase. I think they're really missing a big opportunity. But getting off my soapbox. And now time again to shock people. In 25 years, the attraction that will be missing from Epcot is Illuminations. Yes, it will be.
Wow.
I mean, I have a feeling it's on borrowed time already. I love Illuminations. I love the music. And I think it's perfect for World Showcase Laguna. It's perfect for Epcot. But again, I just don't think these nighttime spectaculars are necessarily meant to be there forever. I mean, I think Illuminations was best around the turn of the millennium. You know, I think that's when it was at its peak, and that was really kind of what the story was about. Was really about embracing the global community right at 2000. I think it was at its peak. I still love it. I think the message is still valid, but I think that in 25 years, Illuminations should, with technology advancing, should look like some little, you know, not so cool fireworks show. You
yeah.
know, look at World of Color. World of
right.
Color's taking it to the next level. I mean, in 25 years, World of Color should kind of be at the Illuminations level and, you know, something more grand in that lagoon. I don't know. You know, I love Illuminations, but I know nothing's forever.
That's
so I would
true.
Say gone. All right. So let's go over to the Magic Kingdom, wrap this up, and Pam, lead us off with something that will be there in 25 years for sure.
Well, I think the Pirates of the Caribbean will be there because I will throw a fit if it's gone.
Pam will chain herself there.
I think that it's just a popular attraction, and I think the fact that the movies, you know, brought some more interest back to that, I think that there are always ways that they can tweak this one, but I think this one is such a classic Disney attraction that I'm really hopeful that they're respectful of that, and just keep the attraction in some way, shape, or form. So I'm really hoping that it's there.
Agreed. I mean, if you lose Pirates, you really lose what Disney parks are all about.
Oh,
to
yeah.
me. I mean, that's, you know, they're not thrill parks. They have thrill rides every once in a while, but, you know, the rides like Pirates are what Disney is at its essence. So, yeah, I agree. That needs to stay. So, Ricky, what else is going to stay for sure?
I think that It's a Small World. Still going to be there. It's, you know, such iconic. I mean, it is, you know, the song everybody knows. It's been the 1964 World's Fair. It's such a great ride for kids, adults, families, single people. Everybody can ride this ride. It screams classic Disney. There's nothing like it. It's just the perfect. It's the perfect message, and I really, really think that this one will still be there in 25 years.
Yeah, I mean, people have talked about tweaking it, adding characters, adding this and that, but yeah, I think that one's pretty safe,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Mm-hmm. It's a Walt original.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So I would say, you know, you might say I would say Space Mountain, but I don't know. In 25 years, it may not be there. I would say the most secure bet of everything left in the Magic Kingdom would be Splash Mountain. Because, for one thing, this is based on a movie that nobody knows right now anyhow.
It's true.
So it's not like, oh, the next generation of kids will not know the story of Song of the South or, you know, Br'er Rabbit and all those characters. Because I don't know the,
I don't know
the movie. I don't know the characters. They can teach me about the characters in the ride itself. You know, you learn enough about the plight of Br'er Rabbit and all that stuff to enjoy the ride. It's a thrill ride. It's a water ride, which people tend to always like. It's just, it just packs them in. And it's not tied to something that's going to be, you know, waning as far as its popularity. I mean, you know, that movie was popular ages ago. Nobody knows that movie, but people still love that ride. So I'd say that one will stick around. So now, let's make this a little bit more interesting. Let's pick two attractions that we think won't be there. Because I there's quite a few that I think. I'm going to start on this one and say one of mine is the Carousel of Progress. Will not be there in 25 years. And,
know.
You know, I'm not saying this should happen. Don't get me wrong. I love Carousel of Progress. It should remain forever. I'm just saying, practically, will it? I doubt it. Because the thing is, you know, the kids are always looking for, and I'm not blaming this on the kids, but the attention span of the average guest, I would say, that's not a Disney fanatic, is looking for something that's very whizzy, something that's very interactive nowadays. You know, like Toy Story Mania is a hit because you're shooting things. You're, you know, tactically pulling on the guns and aiming the guns and having a competition with your partner. You know, that's what everything's moving toward. And Carousel of Progress is a show about history that doesn't change, but I think it should stay there. But I just think that, you know, and I hate to say it, but I just think 25 years is too long. I don't think it'll be there. I hope it is. Don't get me wrong. I hope it is, but I don't think it'll be there in 25 years. So, Ricky, what do you think? What's going to be gone?
I think that Tom Sawyer Island might be gone.
I agree.
It's just, once again, this is a huge piece of real estate that is being taken up by something that so few people in the park actually experience, that I really think that this one is just going to go, and I don't think, you know, I think it's on borrowed time once again. It's sad because it's a very unique experience. I mean, there's not many places that you can go that you can experience something like that. But, you know, it's like I said, it's a prime piece of real estate.
Yeah, gotta, I mean,
take it.
You know, everybody raise your hand if you went to Tom Sawyer Island on your last trip. Look, all of our listeners, nobody's raised their hand. There's a couple out there, but they're just lying. So,
right.
I agree. I mean, again, that's one of the things Disney does so well, to be able to take you a place like Tom Sawyer Island. But I haven't gone over there the last couple trips. And it's fun when you go over there, but I just don't make the effort. It's weird, our touring habits. I mean, when you kind of sit back and think about it. So, all right, Pam, what's another, or your first thing that you think will be gone?
I think that Stitch will be gone.
Yes.
I just, you know, I think that it was kind of a half attempt at a new attraction, as it were. And, you know, sometimes you get something like that that works, but frequently it doesn't. And I think that Stitch, this attraction in particular, you know, some people automatically from the start hated it because they did like the other attraction so much and they hated the reason why it was replaced. And then other people, you know, don't like this attraction like me because I hate the smell and the whole thing. I can't get past it. You know, we do it every now and then, but it's just not one of my favorite attractions. And I don't think it'll stay. I think that, again, this is an attraction that doesn't typically have a long wait for it. And even on times when it's really busy, there's not typically a huge line for this. So
no, I would say you're almost 100% guaranteed not to see Stitch in 25. I mean, I would just think, again, because when you're tied to a movie, especially a movie that was really hot but then doesn't stand the test of time so long, you know, I think that it's just a tough thing. So, you know, I'm going to go with my second one here, and I'm going to say Jungle Cruise will be gone in 25 years. I know.
And
listen to, here's why. I mean, okay, you know, and I'm not saying I like this, but I could see where this would happen. I don't want it to happen because I'm all about the ride, because it's all about the skippers, and the skippers can, you know, play with words and have a good time with you. I think that is a vital part of your Disney experience when you're going out of the parks. However, in 25 years, are we still going to be riding in a boat looking at animals, animatronic animals that are only half there, that were made in the, basically, you know, those kind of animals were developed in the 1950s. I don't know if that can still hold, you know, stand the test of time 25 years from now. I hope
so.
We're going
to have hologram animals.
You just get to shoot an elephant.
Like Back to the Future. I mean, we're going to have hologram animals, you know.
Yeah, if they made it more interactive, or like they were real animals, or, you know, holographic.
If you're shooting at real animals.
Yeah, I mean, not shooting at real animals, but like it's interactive. You get to shoot something and like get points. Okay, maybe. But I think Jungle Cruise in its current state, I don't know if it has 25 years left. I love it. I'm saying I hope it does. But I don't know. This is where it's going to be fun, because at the end, we want you guys to go on Facebook, on the forums, Twitter. Let us know what you think is going to stay, what's going to go in all four parks, because this is totally up to like how you perceive things.
Yes.
And this is, you know, I don't want to see this go. I don't want to see Carousel Progress go either. But I could see somebody trying to justify it a couple different ways.
Yeah.
Not that I would like it, but they could. So, Ricky, what else do you think is going to go?
Once again, this is another place that has quality real estate, and especially with the new Fantasyland expansion.
The castle?
Yes, the castle. especially with the new Fantasyland attraction, I think that possibly the Speedway could go.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's such a stinky mess and hot, and Mike knows you can get overheated there.
It'll make you sick.
And, you know, and it's so close to the new Dumbo, you know, circus area that I just can't see it sticking around for 25 more years, especially those old stinky cars. You know, maybe if they make it electric cars or something.
They can't do that already. That's what cracks me up. I mean,
know,
seriously.
I know.
It's a kid attraction.
I know. Maybe then, but, you know, it, like I said, it's such prime real estate, and it's in such an interesting spot with, you know, Fantasyland and Tomorrowland that it could go either way. So I really think that that this one probably won't be there in 25 years. I know it's great for the little ones, but, you know.
I would say that won't be there in 5 years.
I'm surprised that there has not been some environmental outcry about
You'd
this
think
attraction.
There would be. I
know what
know.
I mean?
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know.
Mess.
It just seems weird. So, yeah.
Stinky.
It is. It's a mess. But, I mean, when I was a kid, though, man, the only thing I wanted to do when I was like 8 was drive a car. You
know,
looking back.
That's the thing.
I'm seeing, you know, like I'm the old geezer now. Like, ah, it stinks. You know, but when I was 8... I loved it. I mean, I was like, you know, just let me have it. You know, it looks like an MG. That's my first car.
I know.
So anyway, so Pam, what's one more attraction that's going to go away in 25 years?
So I think that that the Country Bears is not long for this world.
You know.
They said that in 71.
I know, right? True. But, I mean, first of all, I will say that this is one of those attractions that, again, I still enjoy.
I know. It's so much fun.
I wish that they still did the holiday overlay, for goodness sakes. I thought, you know, even if it was down for a little bit, it was just fun. It's just kind of fun. But as you see, the animatronics are kind of showing their age a bit.
A bit.
Maybe some of the, you know, the songs don't translate.
There's
well.
Blood on
so
the
personally,
saddle.
I don't see who could be offended by Blood on the Saddle. But anyway, you know, just I just feel like it won't be there, because I think that they kind of move away from these kind of walk into the theater,
PG.
See the show kind of thing. So.
Well, here's the one thing, though, that I have to kind of throw back as devil's advocate with that attraction particularly. It is such a small location that unless they took it out
to be a store.
For a store, which, oh my God, that would be terrible,
yeah.
Or, you know, a restaurant or something like that, I don't see them, you know, taking it out for anything, you know, any kind of attraction. You know, the only thing I can think of is another show, but, you know, I don't, it's such a small little track of land that I think that it would, they...
That's
there
probably
wouldn't be
saved
much that
it.
They could
yeah.
do. Yeah, I think that's probably saved it for a long time, you know.
If it goes away, Pam, you need to totally buy it and put it in your basement.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
And then I'll have everyone over like,
right.
Exactly.
Like, see the Country Bear.
I've got the Country Bear Jamboree right here in my basement.
I mean, seriously, you know, they just flip a switch and those things start dancing and all that, you know, singing and stuff. I mean, come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Just have it like on a dimmer switch on the wall and you'll be set. That'd be awesome. Oh, anyway, well, you know, at least today was something to think about, and we appreciate Russell's contribution over on the forums at brguestpodcast.com. Always let us know what you want us to talk about on future episodes. We tried today. Maybe it wasn't exactly what Russell was thinking.
But we came up with an idea.
It's a show, right, Pam?
That's right. It's a show.
Exactly. So, you know, we appreciate that. And next week we're going to kind of look back and look into the past of Walt Disney World in a slightly different way. So stay tuned for that. But now, the best part of the show, again, is hearing what you think. I mean, do you agree? Do you disagree? What other options would you come up with to, you know, for attractions that'll still be there in 25 years and attractions that you think are definitely going to be, you know, ancient history 25 years from now down at Walt Disney World? So come over to the forums, brguestpodcast.com/forums, and get in on the conversation. You can also do this on our Facebook page. And if you haven't liked the Be Our Guest Podcast on Facebook, do that this week.
Yes.
We have lots. I mean, we're approaching 800 likes, which is very cool because we just started that group not too long ago. And I know this past week I've added a lot of pictures from over the past like 10 years of Disney trips and kind of seeing how the kids have grown up. And also, you know, just looking back at the attractions that were there, you know, like seeing Spaceship Earth with the Epcot wand. I mean, minor things, but you're like, oh, I remember, you know, those kind of things. Spectrum Magic parades, you know, stuff like that. So come on over, check out the pictures, and definitely we're going to talk about this topic over on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/brguestpodcast. Don't forget, you can also follow the show on Twitter. It's twitter.com/brguestmike. And, you know, get in on the conversation. We always want to know what you have to say about all these fun Disney topics, because that makes it way more fun for us. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about it. So this is the beginning of the conversation. Now let's have it. And let us know. If you think I'm crazy with, you know, Carousel of Progress or Jungle Cruise, you're not going to hurt my feelings. Let me know. I've been called
crazy
before. That's what I'm saying right now. So come on over and, you know, have the conversation with us. Don't forget, today's episode has been brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So the next time you're ready to book your next Disney adventure, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. They're going to give you that service that you're so used to down at Disney. They're going to make sure that everything is taken care of. They're going to remind you of, you know, important dates that are coming up in your trip planning. They're going to get you the information to make great choices. And if, you know, you can't be there for something, they're going to take care of that for you as well. So check them out over at www.themagicforless.com. Don't forget to check out our radio station that plays great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that is Magical Mouse Radio. You can hear it over at MagicalMouseRadio.com anytime, and we'd appreciate if you would turn on the station right now. Well, not yet, but when I'm done talking about all the stuff you need to get. That's right.
There you go.
Give me one more minute. Also, don't forget to get the Be Our Guest Podcast app. It's in your smartphone's app store. It's called the Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app. You can listen to the show. You can comment on Facebook. You can go onto the forums. All that stuff right within the app. Thanks again to our good friend Josh, who is our developer for this app. We appreciate it so much. So go get it. It's free in your app store. It's called the Be Our Guest Podcast Trip Planner app. And to all those folks who are training for the 5K and half marathons down in Disney in a couple months, keep on training. Good job. I've seen a lot of it on Twitter. Have you seen that, Ricky?
I have. I've seen that you've been training. This is the thing that I think is the most shocking of everything.
I know.
Mike, is this the first time you've trained for a half marathon?
No, the first time I did a little.
You run more this time than you did for that one?
Yes. I mean, my confidence level is increasing slightly.
That's good.
That I will make the finish line.
I don't know.
We were talking about this before we recorded. When I ran last year, I was so miserable during the race because I was so out of shape. So I'm going to try to avoid that pitfall this year. I want to enjoy the race. I mean, you should be able to have fun during the race.
You should be able to.
I liked it when it was over and we got to hang out with everybody. But, I left right after because I was feeling pretty bad. So anyway, good luck on your training, everybody. And we'll see you down at Epic October 2.0. It's only 2 short months away. We're getting very, very close. So enjoy those runs. Hopefully, maybe you took us on a run today and we kept you company for maybe 4 or 5 miles. We'd appreciate that.
So
have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike saying have a super weekend. Stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.